Time now for our La Caprile Valley School update with Superintendent Greg Schmidt. Greg's in the studio with us. And, well, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Greg.
Well, thanks, Paul. Yeah, it's a great time of the year.
Yeah, it is. You got to like the holiday season, right?
Yeah, I certainly do. I think, yeah, the kids do, too. We noticed that at school.
They're ready for a break. And
it's good, yeah. And it's a good time for the staff to have a break, too. It's approaching mid-year, and it just works out well for people to have a little bit of time off.
Yep, that's for sure. So, yeah, and then some of the sports teams are involved in holiday terms. We'll talk we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you handed me a pretty good agenda here for the school update today. You got a lot going on.
Well, there is a lot going on, starting with the school board meeting this morning. The meeting was quite quick, but I guess a couple things to report from that is the audit report, which is our financial audit that happens every year. We reviewed that with the board in November, and then we got the actual documents after that. But the audit report was clean. It was just the auditors are very pleased with us, and our business manager or our director of finance, Brenda Domeyer, used to be an auditor, so she knows what people are looking for, and she has things prepared really well. She's very detail-oriented. So
good.
And the other thing about this morning, we're going to sell some things. We're going to sell some old uniforms that are no longer being used. I think we have some football jerseys and some girls' basketball uniforms. We're also looking at selling a 40-by-40 building that we have over in Marietta. So those things will be announced here pretty quickly as far as the prices and how you can purchase those things. But look for those things on social media. The sale of the building will actually be in the newspaper also. But just if you're interested, be aware of those two things.
Uniforms, sports uniforms, girls and boys?
Yeah, I think there are, again, I think there are some football jerseys and some girls basketball uniforms. I'm not certain about any other sports, but those I know were mentioned this morning at the meeting. And Tony Smith's got those priced, so.
Yeah, if you're interested, just get a hold of Tony Smith, I would guess, or call the school, right?
Right. Smith would be the person to deal with it. And I think they'll be on a first-come, first-served basis, so.
Okay. Good. Let's talk a little bit about the Little Eagles daycare. How's that working? How's that going?
Well, we're getting closer. We don't have an official date for opening yet. But yesterday, the fire marshal was in, and he inspected the facility, and the facility passed. There weren't any violations, so we're ready to go as far as building code and things like that. We also did interviews last week for teachers and assistant teachers, and positions were offered to a number of people, and we've had acceptance from three teachers and one assistant teacher so far. So we're just trying to figure out how many people we need when we open, because we don't want to hire too many. We want to make a budget, so yep. We're really working hard to make sure we don't extend too many offers. But right now we have four people that have accepted, so we're pretty excited about that.
Good. How many kids do you have signed up, or are they signed up already?
So far we have 31. 17 of those are infants. 9 are toddlers, and 5 are preschool age students, so 3- and 4-year-olds. We expect that number is going to go up for the preschool kids, just because we haven't done much advertising. The first time we've done any formal advertising was starting last Friday, when some information was sent out to preschool families.
Good. Yeah, that really meets a need in the communities, doesn't it?
We sure hope it does. I mean, we've certainly heard from a lot of people saying that that's a pressing need, and I think the fact that we've gotten donations totaling nearly $100,000 for startup costs, I think, wow, are a big indication that people believe it's a necessity in town here. So,
wow, that's pretty cool. Facilities Task Force took place on Monday, or last Monday, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to determine what the needs of the district are. You know, we have some space needs over at Appleton. We have more than enough space here in Madison, but Appleton has many more kids than Madison, so and there are things, we only have one boiler in Madison, so if the boiler were to fail for some reason, we're kind of in a bad spot as far as not having a backup right now. So there are a lot of things to consider, and what we're going to do is we're going to survey the community probably in the next month or two, and find out what they think about some things. So.
Okay, good. Good. Talk a little bit about the marketing committee, which actually I'm on too. So
yeah, the marketing committee.
It's fun.
We're just trying to better promote the school and get ideas from people. Just make a concerted effort to
promote
to promote the school and make sure that we're not losing students to other districts. And so that might mean looking in the mirror sometimes and evaluating what we're currently doing and whether anything needs to change, but certainly getting our brand out there and making sure people know what we have to offer. And again, we don't do a very good job of self-promotion, and we need to do better with that.
Okay, good. All right, what else do we have to talk about this morning then?
You know, there are just a few things. Tomorrow is, well, December 21st is the last day of school before winter break, and then we'll return to school back on January 2nd, which is the day after New Year's. And I think another big thing that's coming up that'll involve all of our certified staff, our teachers and administrators, but we have a MELT conference that we're hosting on January 21st. Mm-hmm. And that's really a when the MERVED schools get together and have staff development day. So we have a lot of speakers coming in, and your son, Brandon, is the one that's doing a lot of the organization of that. So
yep.
We appreciate that, and it was a really cool event last year. In fact, I had been to MELT about 8 or 9 years ago when I was at McRae, and it was a great opportunity at that time. I think our site really lends itself well to people being able to come out and learn new things. The only thing, I've promised the other superintendents that it wouldn't be windy that day, so I'm hoping that that's something I can deliver on.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's quite an event. Boy, I go out there and cover that once in a while, and a lot of people out there.
About 650 teachers, so it's a big group.
Yep, and I know a lot of the instructions or the speakers, some of them come from far away, and they do a good job.
They do. Yeah, we spend, as a collaboration of schools, we spend about $7,500 on the event. So mm-hmm. We do spend a little bit of money. We have some expenses, but it's a great opportunity. It's a good opportunity for people from other schools to see each other and meet each other, and just a fun thing.
And hats off to Lacaparra Valley for hosting that event.
Well, it works well, and you know, when you have your own teachers as part of the audience, that's a good opportunity for them too, and
yep.
They like it that they don't have to travel.
Yep. All right. What else do we have to talk about concerning Lacaparra Valley?
There's an artist in residence coming in January. There was this Southern Minnesota Arts Council grant written, and we got the grant, and so we're bringing an artist in residence in at our elementary schools in January, and that'll be kind of exciting. I think that same individual was in the district about 4 or 5 years ago, so they're doing some things with ceramics. And I think one thing that we always want to promote is that the elementary school in Madison is open from 6 until 7:30 in the morning for people to come and walk if they want to.
Okay.
At the high school, we're looking at some possible new courses for next year, a course called Intro to Education. And we're also looking at the possibility of being able to allow kids to, it would be older kids, but kids to get a CDL license. Commercial driver's license.
Oh, okay.
Somehow through the school.
Oh,
and
wow.
We're not sure how that might work, but there's funding available for adding those kinds of courses at the present time, and we hope to utilize some of that funding to make some of those things happen. So,
okay.
Another thing, we had a Food for Kids event on December 19th at the school, and kids package food. If you've never seen that in operation, I know it's going to be in Dawson sometime in January, but if you've never, they set up tables and stations where kids add part of an ingredient to a bag, and then they seal those bags up and put them in cases. And yesterday, the kids made 36,996 meals.
Wow.
So almost 37,000 meals over about a four-hour period. So it gets to be quite a system, and they can put them together pretty quickly. But they add different ingredients. There are four different places they add ingredients. Some of that's rice, some of it's vegetables, and so on. And it's really
so that's food for kids. Where do those meals go then?
A number of those meals go overseas, and some of them come back to our local area.
Oh, okay.
So I think there was $2,500 raised yesterday, too, in addition to the kids packaging all those meals.
Wow. Who organized that, then?
The National Honor Society, I believe.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or
that's
maybe
right.
It was
yeah.
the Student Council. I
okay.
don't remember. But,
okay.
yeah, Food for Kids is an outfit out of Stuart, Minnesota, down south of Hutchinson. So, yeah, we did it last year, too, and it was a great event last year. I don't remember the total we did last year, but it was kind of a big deal.
Good. Of course, holiday break is coming up, and a lot of the sporting events will be participating in holiday breaks around the area.
Yeah, Poor Borch's in Marshall sponsors a tournament for girls basketball. That'll be on December 27th and 28th. And then the boys basketball team will be at the Bremer Classic in Wilmer on the 28th and the 29th, so Friday and Saturday. And the wrestling team will be in Redwood Falls for a two-day tournament on the 21st and 22nd. And the Shadows are competing, the dance team is competing in a competition in Dawson on the 4th of January. So, and another thing we found out today at the board meeting was that Pioneer Public Television is going to feature the jazz team on the postcards program that they do.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to film that on January 18th, I guess. So,
oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
That's really pretty neat.
Yep.
So, yeah, there are a lot of things going on, but, again, there's going to be a little bit of a break here for people. We'll have about 11 days off, counting the two weekends, and or about 9 days or 10 days off, but it'll be a nice break.
All right, Greg, like I said, we've got a lot of stuff going on. You're a busy guy.
Well, it's interesting. I have a great job, and I love working in the district. So,
good. All right, well, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. How about that?
Thanks, Paul, and you too.
All right. That's Greg Schmidt, Lac La Parle Valley Superintendent with our Lac La Parle Valley School Update.